It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in the studio, I've got Christopher Henderson. He is the head of exhibits at the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. And we've got a lot of fun things that always go down there. But this is really one of the funnest ones that always goes and happens down there. It's a community art show. And we are asking for people from our area to submit works. And we're going to get into, you know, the different kinds of mediums and things like that that they're looking for. But then they're going to have a big show of all of these. And, you know, you can go see your piece or your piece of artwork in a museum, or, you know, go and check out what the people that live here in our area do. Have a lot of talented people here. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about what Christopher Henderson does at the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum.
Okay. So I'm the head of exhibits. You know, that we have a quite a big floor plan of permanent exhibits, and we also have a temporary gallery space that has rotating exhibits throughout the year. My job is to design, build, and maintain those exhibits, essentially. I work with the two subject curators, the curator of archaeology, Tim Riley, and the curator of paleontology, Josh Lively. And we, together with the rest of the team, kind of work through what we want to display, how we want to display it, and how we want people to learn from it. And I do most of that work.
And right now, you've got one there that's getting ready to come down, and it's been pretty successful. In fact, I think it was even extended once.
Yeah, we've extended it into the middle of February. That's the Horns and Tusks exhibit. Bizarre headgear, Ceratopsians and the evolution of bizarre headgear. It's been very successful, and it's a great exhibit.
It's a great exhibit. So you've got until February 13th to go check that out. Is that how it worked?
Yep, coming up on the last week.
All right, so go and check that out. But let's talk about this one now coming up, the Community Art Show. And, of course, this is going to be begins on March 3rd, and it'll go to May 8th. And we're looking for submissions. And when are you guys going to start taking submissions, and what kind of mediums are you accepting down there?
So we'll be accepting submissions February 23rd through 25th. And we're looking for any kind of artwork and handicraft that is produced by people here in Eastern Utah. Eastern Utah has such a great tradition of art and culture, and we're proud to be able to celebrate that with our annual art show.
And you said that you're willing to take just about any kind of medium there. There are a couple of different things that maybe people don't necessarily think of when they think of an art museum. And those were, you know, you guys are even looking for things like quilts or leatherwork, right? Because that's art. To the person that does it, it's art.
Yeah, it's art and craft for sure. Textile art is an impressive and exciting area of artwork that my wife actually practices. So we are accepting alongside painting and drawing and photography and sculpture and traditional mediums of fine art, we also want to accept and display works of handicraft. We would love to see a quilt. That would be great. But any type of work that requires attention to detail and skill to produce and is expressive, that's what we want to display.
And when we talked about it, it's one of those things that, as I said, a lot of people in our area, we have a lot of artistic people here in our area.
Sure.
That you know, people see all the time. In fact, one of the ones that even had her own show down there, Terry Willis. I'm sure you'll be getting something from Terry for this show.
I would say so, yeah. Terry's a great artist, and we love to display her work.
So once again, this is all coming up in March, the 3rd through the 8th of May, and that's when the show will run. But you've got until February 23rd, they'll start taking submissions, and that'll run to the 25th. And when you mean submissions, are you actually looking for the physical art that itself? Bring it on in that time?
Yeah, that's when we'll be accepting the artwork. It will either be me or someone else from the museum that will meet you down in the lobby to accept your work. We also have a submission form. If you want to contact me directly, I can send you a submission form, but we'll have those at the museum as well to be filled out.
So get all of that in and get it squared away. This is going to be a lot of fun. Once again, it's a community art show going on March 3rd through May 8th. They'll be taking submissions beginning February 23rd through the 25th. And so we talked about that one. And then coming up this summer, you said you've got something happening and it's going to be pretty big. You're looking for a lot of traction on this one, aren't you?
I think so, yeah. It's an exciting exhibit that we'll be developing in-house at the Prehistoric Museum, probably on the scale of Horns and Tusks. And it's an exciting story that not too many people know. We'll be introducing people here in Carbon County to their most famous resident in some sense.
So you're going to have to just stay tuned for that one, because it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great history behind this one, and we'll be looking forward to that one as well. Now, if anybody has questions about the Community Art Show, how do they get a hold of you down at the museum?
They can email me. My email is on the website. It's christopher.henderson@usu.edu.
Okay, so if you're interested in getting a piece of art for the Community Art Show, all you've got to do is get a hold of Christopher down there at the USU Prehistoric Museum, and they will get that taken care of, get the submission form filled out, and then start taking your artwork down there the 23rd through the 25th. It's the Community Art Show coming up at the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. It's going to start March 3rd. It'll go all the way through May 8th. Christopher, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.